Many Americans crossed the Mississippi River sometime during their lives. Think back to the time you first saw it. It is 2,350 miles long and drains a land area of 1,244,000 square miles from the Appalachian Mountains in the east to the Rocky Mountains in the west. It touches 31 states and portions of Alberta and Saskatchewan in Canada. At its widest point, it is 4,500 feet across. No wonder the Indians called it the Father of Waters. This great body of water, truly one of the great rivers of the world, brings food and transportation and energy and life-giving nourishment to tens of thousands of people. Is itself fed by lesser rivers along the way, the Missouri River just above St. Louis, the Ohio River, the Arkansas River, and the Red River in southern Louisiana. And did you know that this mighty river is formed from small creeks that drain into Lake Itasca in northern Minnesota? As we stand along its banks and gaze across to the opposite shore, we are reminded that there are sources that feed that great river without which it would be nothing. And you know what? I know a woman like that. People look at her life and they are amazed. In the midst of desperate problems and difficulties, like Old Man River, she just keeps rolling along. And the amazing thing is that instead of reflecting bitterness and anger over her many problems, she reflects a spirit of joy. Day by day, her life is fed by sources of quiet nourishment along the way. Now, Christian, what's going on in your life today? Have you got some problems that are weighing you down? Some disappointments, some heartaches. Unfortunately, to get joy into our lives, most of us try to fix our circumstances so we can be happy. We mistakenly believe that joy comes from a smoothly running life with no problems. But the Bible speaks of a joy that comes from intimate fellowship with God and staying close to Him. Psalm 16:11 says, "In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Fullness of joy. Maximum joy. Christian, take stock. If your life is beginning to be consumed by the circumstances that trouble you, that joy from God's presence can quietly feed your spirit, just like quiet streams feed the Mississippi. And that will keep you rolling along joyfully. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.